Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك أما بعد. Today the topic is buckle, miserliness, niggardliness, and its remedy, the cure. Love for wealth. In this selection, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh speaks of niggardliness. It is one of the unseen internal maladies. When man loves wealth to such an extent that he is unwilling to spend money, we call it niggardliness or miserliness. It is very offensive and condemned. The noble Quran has condemned it repeatedly. A niggardly person neglects his fard and wajib duties and commits sin. The consequence, niggardliness causes man to hoard his wealth. Thus he refuses to spend even when he is called upon by the Sharia to spend. Even then he refuses to spend. Like paying zakat, given rights of others, including wife and children, etc. It also raises in him a craving for wealth, and he does not care whether he gets money in lawful ways or not. If his income is from unlawful sources and he is religious, then he tries to interpret it as being lawful so that he can retain it. Two-edged sword. Therefore, niggardliness, bukhl, is an obstruction to giving wajib rights of others, an obstruction of giving wajib rights of others. It also incites one to commit sins and grows ideas to earn money in unlawful ways. Hence, it is a two-edged sword and very serious malady that has to be cured. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh has spoken of it in Anfas-e Isa, and we can draw therefrom some characteristics of this malady. Book of Misers. Allama Jahiz Rahmatullah Alayh was a writer. He has written a book on this subject, Kitabul Bukhala, covering about 200 pages. He has narrated stories of misers and their descriptions, and had mentioned different kinds of misers and miserliness. It is a great literary book. Besides, Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayh has also discussed niggardliness in detail in his book Ihya'ul Ulum. In Anfas-e Isa, Maulana Muhammad Isa Rahmatullah Alayh has collected Maulana Thanwi's saying Rahmatullah Alayh in one page, but therein the basic characteristics of niggardliness pointed out therein. Someone wrote to the Maulana, "I feel a burden on my heart when I pick up money. When I pick up money, I feel a burden on my heart." Maulana answered, if wajib haq and wajib right is not overlooked, then it doesn't matter. No problem. Defect revealed to reform oneself. When anyone turns to a shaykh to reform himself, he writes to him everything about himself. The shaykh will then diagnose him and confirm whether he suffers from a malady and accordingly prescribes treatment. If he is not told, the shaykh does not possess knowledge of the unseen. Hence, a shaykh must be informed by the disciple of his condition. When Allah causes man to worry about islah of himself, reforming himself, then man examines himself and observes his weaknesses. Otherwise, he is neglectful and knows no weakness and cannot say whether he goes on the right path or not. When the heart pricks, the Honorable Dr. Abdul Hay, Rahmatul Alay, used to define taqwa, which is a God-fearing attitude. He used to define taqwa as a prick in the heart, urging man to examine whether he is doing the right thing or not. He used to define taqwa as a prick in the heart, urging man to examine whether he is doing the right thing or not. This pricking of the heart is the key to success. He will inform the sheikh who will treat him. This is what happened to the man who wrote to the Maulana of his feelings of hard-heartedness when he picked up money to spend. Is that wrong? And what is the cure? Not a sin. The Maulana Rahmatul Alay comforted him that if his conduct did not violate an obligatory right, then he need not grieve. The feeling of loss of money is not a sin, because this feeling is involuntary. Allah does not punish man for anything which is not in his powers, ghayr ikhtiyari. If that hard-hearted feeling obstructs payment of an obligatory right like the farz zakat or provision of family, then it is a sin. The mere love of wealth, not harmful. The proviso of violation of right also includes perpetrating sin or disobedience, like earning money in unlawful ways. Thus, as long as an unlawful and improper act is not committed, the mere hard feeling in the heart is not sinful. Niggardliness is love of wealth. Allah says in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Zuyyina lin-nasi hubbush shahawati minan nisa'i wal banina wal qanatiril muqantarati minadh-dhahabi wal fiddati wal khaylil musawwamati wal an'ami wal harth. Alluring is made to men, attractive is made to men, the love of pleasures, hubbu shahawat, the love of pleasures that come from women, sons, hoarded treasures, amassed wealth of gold and silver, and well-bred horses, cattle, and tillage. When Allah has put this love in the heart, because Allah says, Zuyyina linnas. And according to the tafsir of Jalalain, Al-Muzayyin hu Allah, that the one who makes this decorative is Allah. And he does this as an imtihan and a test. So when Allah has put this love in the heart, then it is present in the heart. He also said, Wa uhdiratil anfusu shuh. وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. And human souls are ever prone to avarice. This is something which has been made to be, to present itself to the souls. أُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ. The souls have been visited, In other words, they are prone to shuh, which is bukl, avarice. So Allah has created in man the quality of miserliness. Uhdiratil anfusu shuh. Allah has created in man the quality of miserliness. It is an inborn trait. Hence, its mere presence is not a sin. But it is accountable when man uses his love of wealth to commit sin, or the love incites him to sin, or to violate an obligatory right. Sayyiduna Umar's dua, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when in the times of Sayyiduna Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Persia, Iran was conquered, the palace of Khosrow was captured, the ruler of Persia. And the Muslims, and imagine the palace of Persia, wow. And the Muslims piled up so much gold and silver in Masjid al-Nabawi. So much gold and silver in Masjid al-Nabawi that Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu could not be seen behind the pile. He could not even be seen behind the pile. So much of gold and silver. He prayed, made dua, O Allah, neither do we say that we do not love this wealth, nor do we pray that you should take away this love. Ya Allah, neither do we say that we do not love this wealth. We don't say that. Nor do we pray and make dua that you should take away this love. But we pray, our dua is, let not love of wealth be a trial and a fitna in deen and religion. Let not love of wealth be a trial in religion. He did not pray for elimination of love of wealth, because Allah had given the wealth, which is described as Allah's blessing and his favor. It is also called جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Allah has made it, the wealth, a means of support for you. Hence, hatred of this wealth is not called for. Rather, it is worthwhile, and Allah made it a support for man's life. So he prayed that the wealth may not be a means of sin and temptation in this deen of ours. The love that is sin. Obviously, natural love for wealth is not a sin and not harmful, unless it prevents man from spending it to good use, in which case it is niggardliness and a sin. While Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi comforted this man that if no right is violated, then he need not grieve, yet the same treatment cannot be dispensed to every person. A physician prescribes a different treatment to every patient. Accordingly, the Maulana observed that this man was within moderate limits, so he comforted him, bordering on danger. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi said that while the love of wealth and the hardness of heart when spending money is not offensive and it's not a sin, yet, there is the risk that it might turn into niggardliness and prevent payment of obligatory rights. So when the heart aches on having to spend money, that is a dangerous sign. The cure lies in softening love of wealth and pushing it back away from borderline. Imam Ghazali said, reduce the love till your heart no more aches on having to spend, or the ache is negligible. reduce the love till your heart no more aches on having to spend, or the ache is negligible. This requires effort. Imam Az-Zuhri, Rahmatullah Alayh, was a great scholar of hadith, a great muhaddith. One of his students, Imam Ma'mar ibn Rashid, wrote about him. He wrote about Imam Az-Zuhri ibn Shihab, alayhi rahmah, great muhaddith. Ma ra'aytu ahadan ad-dunya ahwanu indahu mimma kanat inda Az-Zuhri. Ma ra'aytu ahadan ad-dunya ahwanu indahu kama kanat inda Az-Zuhri. كانت الدراهم عنده بمنزلة البار ما رأيت أحدا الدنيا أهون عنده مما كانت عند الزهري كانت الدراهم عنده بمنزلة البار. His student writes about him, I have not seen anyone to whom the world is as insignificant as it was to Imam Az-Zuhri رحمةٌ عليه. In his sight, dirhams were like droppings of animals. He had no concern with dirhams. Another story and example. The story of Miaji Noor Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Sheikh of Haji Imdadullah Al-Muhajir Al-Makki Rahmatullah Alayhim Ajma'in. It is written about Miaji Noor Muhammad that when he went to buy anything, he gave his purse to the shopkeeper that he might take from it the price of his wares. He never counted the money, using the time valuable to make the zikr of Allah and asking the shopkeeper, take what is yours. One day, a thief snatched the purse from him and he fled. Miaji Noor Muhammad did not even turn back to look at him. The thief took the purse and tried to get out of the village, but could not find a path. The city was locked down on him. He went from one street to another, but never located the exit, couldn't get out. Having tired himself, he realized that his predicament was because he had hurt a wali of Allah, min awliya illah, a saintly man, Miaji, rahmatullah alayh. So he went to his house and offered to return the purse. But Miaji Rahmatullah Alayh did not take it back, saying, when you had snatched it from me, at the same moment I had given it over to you as charity, hence it no more belongs to me. The thief pleaded with him that he should take it back, but he did not. Finally, he requested him, the thief that is, to at least guide him out of the city. Miaji Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, you go, I will make dua for you, I will pray for you. And the thief then went away. Stay away from love of wealth. There are men of Allah whose hearts have no love of wealth. So you must either aim for this condition or at least bring down love of wealth to a level of safety, a level safely away from danger point. Two things. There are men of Allah whose hearts have no love of wealth, like Imam Az-Zuhri, Miaji, and others like them. So we must either aim for this condition or at least bring down the love of wealth to a level of safety, safely away from danger point. This is why Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, stay away from love of wealth. And he has touched on two points in this regard. Regard it as evil. The first thing to do when your heart feels constrained to spend money is that you should think of this as an evil. Next, make dua to Allah that he should not let the snake, take hold of a person. Make dua in what form? In the form of, O Allah, cut down my love of wealth. O Allah, cut down my love of wealth. to a moderate level. If you keep praying and making dua, then inshallah this kind of love will not harm you. He comforted him. Nevertheless, Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has comforted this man in this saying of his, and he did not find it necessary to caution him in this regard, because he diagnosed him to be safe. This man is safe. To any other man, he would have sounded a note of caution that to be grieved on having to spend is very, very risky and must be cured. This is how a sheikh helps. He knows what prescription to give to whom. The moderate love. Another of his disciples wrote to Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah. He wrote and said, on the whole, I feel hurt to spend money and fear indigence and having to borrow. But I do not refrain from giving the obligatory rites. The Maulana Rahmatullah replied to him, this is not love of wealth. It is love to be moderate and fasi'isa. This man confessed that he found it hard on him to spend money, for he feared that he might become poor and have to borrow money from someone. However, he did not lag behind in respecting the obligatory rights upon him. The Maulana convinced him that he did not have love of wealth, but love of moderation, because he did not violate the obligation and the obligatory rights. Thus the aim was achieved. He did not possess the offensive love of wealth, which is a malady and sin. Nevertheless, man must be wary and he must worry and ponder, lest this love drive him to sin. May Allah cause all of us to abide by these teachings. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Continue tomorrow, inshallah.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care. This is who I am, this is me. Nothing, everything, can't you see?